Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody say amen. All right, my brothers and sisters,
And we thank God for prayer. And we know that God is the answer of our prayer always. And we want to say we thank each and every one of you for being in here tonight. We got just a couple of announcements that we'd like to make. First of all, we want to make an announcement for my First Sunday Church. Those of you that are local, my First Sunday Church, New Salem CME Church, where the pastor is not only a dear friend of mine, we all go back to school, schoolmate, is Reverend Ernell Wilson. He's the pastor there at New Salem CME. And Brother Thayer Clark is the head steward, along with he got his other associate steward there, Brother Jesse Gibble, we call Blue. Outstanding people. And we want to say we are supposed to be going back in the sanctuary after a long break, y'all, from the COVID. I think it was like first Sunday in March of 2020 when we had our last service up there. And this year, we are going back into the sanctuary on this Sunday, which is the first Sunday in November. Thank God for November. Thank God for November. And I got a special reason I said thank God for November. And that is that announcement. And as y'all know, that my home church, Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, we went full-time again. We are a full-time minister now. And at the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, where my pastor is Reverend Christopher Williams. And our church chairman is Deacon Harold Richardson, which I am a deacon on that deacon staff myself. So we just want to say that we thank God for everyone, and we thank God for the church family, brothers and sisters. We pray for each and every one that we pray for all churches and all people everywhere. We all need prayer, y'all. We all need prayer. And the reason I said November is a special, special month, not only because we're going back into the sanctuary, which that is a great thing, but November, that's my month. Old Mitty Man, come tomorrow. Matter of fact, come in another hour or so, Mitty Man will turn. That's my birthday. So today, tomorrow at midnight tonight, it'll be a November 3rd, the day I came into this here world back 60 years ago, y'all. Yes, I turned 60 years old in just another hour. And so you know I count that as a blessing to be still sitting here. And after all I've been through in just these little last 4 years, y'all, I count it a privilege and a blessing to be sitting here. Because really and truly, y'all, from where I done been through and what I done went through, I don't supposed to be here. Amen. Thank you, Sister Jennifer. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to make certain I'm going to try to keep it happy, too. Amen. So with that said, I don't know of any other announcements that I would have right now. Like I said, if all the churches are not in full bloom just yet. So it's not a whole lot of announcements, but nevertheless, I wanted to reference a song tonight for the Bible study. I want y'all to put your pen and pencil on Psalm 37. That's where I'm going to come from tonight. Holy Spirit changed that thing on me just a few minutes ago before I came on live on air. And because I was going to go to the prophetic, which this is prophetic. But nevertheless, I want you to go to Psalm 37 song, 37 song, because that's where we're going to come from tonight. And we thank God for the journey. And like I said, the song that I'm going to reference is a song from Margaret Allison. Now, I'm quite sure some of you that are into the gospel scene, the gospel quartet and singing gospel music in the period, know something about this lady. She's no longer on this side with us. She's moved on to the better home that she used to sing about. Margaret Allison and the gospel angelic. The angelic gospel singer, that's what they call it. The song that I'm going to reference tonight is one that I used to have one of my choir members named Chris Hope. She used to sing it. I gave that to them years ago. You're going to reap what you sow. In other words, that is the song that we are referencing tonight. You're going to reap just what you sow. And if y'all want to hear that song, let's go to YouTube, look up the Angelic Gospel Singers, and type in Reap What You Sow. And you can, I think you will like the song. The song is very true. Very true. So right here, as usual, y'all, we're going to let the technology work for us. And I You know, I tell y'all all the time, try to learn everything you can about the computer. Everything. Don't skip on nothing. Learn something else besides just doing one thing. I had a principal. He's my champion. I call him my champion. I had two principals, and I called Mr. Kerber, John Kerber, my champion. We also had, in my early years in school, his name was Dr. James B. Smith. And they always told me, as far as I can remember, they always told me, don't just know a whole lot about one thing, but know a little bit about many things. So, you know, this is what I try to encourage y'all. Y'all know these the ones that have been connecting me in hell less of time. I try to encourage you to learn everything you can about this technology because you're going to need it. Because you can say all you want to, but, honey, about how the old way used to be this old, honey, was there. I understand the old way, but ain't nobody using an abacus no more. only for to show you an example of how you could use, I know how to use an abacus too. I still know how to use one, but I don't use it. I haven't seen an abacus in years, but nevertheless, you got to learn to keep up with the technology and keep up with the time. We always sitting back talking about the way things used to be. That's good to reflect back, y'all, but you don't need to stay stuck in the past because you will never be any good in the present. Nevertheless, we're going to move on. And like I said, we're going to let the technology speak for itself, and I'm going to use it to the max. So, y'all, we are the 37th song, and we're going to start, and I think I'm going to let it read down to maybe about the 10th verse. I may stop it at verse 10. So, y'all bear with me. Here it is.
Psalm 37, a psalm of David. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace.
We're going to stop right there, y'all. Yes, Jackie, it's 37th song. And we be God add a blessing to the reading and the hearer and the doer of his holy word. Now, brothers and sisters, I had all the intentions of carrying on with the prophetic movement that I started a few weeks ago. And needless to say, I will go back to it. But you remember I told y'all, I obeyed the Spirit. I have to obey the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I was going to go a whole different direction tonight in the prophetic because I was going to the New Jerusalem tonight for the Holy Spirit to know. Led me right back to Psalm 37 for a reason. Now, I want y'all to understand something that we all that are living and breathing, we on this planet, we live in a body. Understand that we cannot be on this planet without a body. We need this physical body. Even Jesus had a physical body. He couldn't come in this world in just any kind of way. The legal way into this world is with a body. You got to have an earth suit to be on this planet. Now, I said that to say this. I want y'all to go right back to the very, very, look at the very first verse of 37 Psalms. See, we are so busy, y'all. Some of us get so busy. We don't take time. We run through. We run right through things and never get the whole scope of the matter because we're too busy. We're too busy. We can't, we don't never keep ourselves, how would you say, focused enough. And like I said, like my principles, Mr. James Smith and my chairman, John Covey, Sister Jackie, you and Jennifer, I know y'all don't know them, but if Sister Tina's in here, she knows them. She should know them. And she know who I'm talking about. You got certain people that had impact on your life. I got many people that have had made a major impact on my life. Those just be two of them, just to name two of them, but there are many. Now, if you look at the very first verse, the very first verse of chapter 37, actually, the psalm, a lot of people don't realize this. I know Sister Jackie, you and Jennifer, y'all know this. I'm not talking about y'all in this here for a second. I know y'all know exactly what they are. Psalms are nothing but songs. S-O-N-G-S. That's what the psalms are. They are songs that was written by various authors. But we give credit mostly to this David, King David, to the writing of a whole lot of the psalm, which he was. But I want y'all to look at the 37th psalm. The very first verse, if you look at it, what is the first word it tells us? Fret not. Let's just stop right there. Before we go on any further in this psalm, we need to define, because see now, I mean, sister, I ain't trying to insult nobody and telling me y'all. But I got to tell the truth. A lot of people don't even know what fret means. So how are they going to understand this in scripture if they, in this song, if they don't know what the word fret means? But a lot of them don't. And then they think that you be trying to, you know, make them look little. But no, 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 you're not trying. I'm not going to try to make anybody look little at no specific time. But I do tell everybody that you need to study to show yourself approved. That's what the Bible tells you. That's what the Apostle Paul told Timothy. Well, anyway, fret not. Let's look at this stop right there with them two words. Fret not. Fret only means to have a, how would you say, an anxious or anxious connotation, being worried over anything. That's exactly what that word fret means. Don't be anxious and overly worried about. That's what that first thing, that first verse tells us, fret not thyself. And it tells you why. Because what? Evil doers. Now, brothers and sisters, as much as I hate to say it, I got to tell you the truth. There are some people out here that we deal with on a day-by-day basis are just straight-out evil doers. There's no secret about that. Just like you have people that are trying to do their right, to walk upright with God, you got others that are trying to do the exact opposite. You understand that? But the Bible, David here, I'm going to give David credit for this one here. I'm going to give David credit for this one. He's telling us, don't you be anxious and don't worry about evildoers because of what they do. He said, but look what he said. Don't be envious against them for the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass. All right, what is that telling us, sister? What is that telling us? Evildoers is going to soon be dealt with. Amen. That's all that tells us. So why would you set up and let an evildoer and people that bring wicked devices to pass, why would you let them upset and ruin your day? Because you see that their day is coming. That's what this psalm is all about. And y'all, if you see me keep looking up, I got my television sits high on my desk here. And high definition cable going from my laptop here to that. That I got a second screen up there, so that's not going. I'm not going crazy. I'm looking up at my screen up there, at my TV. But at any rate, this is what David said. He said, and look what he said. Trust. In the third verse, said, trust in the Lord and do good. Trust in the Lord and do good. Trust in the Lord and do good. So, gentlemen, so Jackie, so Tina, never let anybody tell you that you're doing too much good. You can't do too much good. You can't do too much good. That is the way that we glorify God, is by our action and doing what is right and good in this earth. Not because we are good, but because he is good. Amen. Now he said, trust in the Lord and then do good. He said, delight. Oh, my God, all them good words. Trust and delight thyself also in the Lord. And he will give thee the desires of your heart. What is that you want, Sister Jacket? What is that you want, Sister Jennifer? Whatever that your heart delights. What did it tell you? Delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall what? Give thee desire. Give you your desire. What if we just, instead of worrying about Washington, D.C., and about what those people doing in the White House and the Capitol Hill, put your trust in the Lord and delight in him. And whatever that desire is, he'll bring it to pass. Now, we're going to intertwine something right now. We're going to interject right here. Because we see in here what we are dealing with, evil do. Sometimes, y'all, the evildoers are people that we esteem very highly. Have you noticed that? Some of the people that we trust the most and we get to bragging about, those same people will turn around and kick you in your gut. Jesus said that a man is not without honor except for in his own household and amongst his own kindred. Y'all, Jesus was telling me, now he just didn't mean that's the male species. When the Bible used the word man, man, it didn't really mean mankind. That means the male and female species. In other words, he's saying that your worst enemy is going to be those right there in your household. Have you ever noticed that when the devil never made himself known in the Garden of Eden. The devil never made himself known until God made Eve. Y'all notice that? Adam had been named until how long? He never appeared. He never revealed himself. But as soon as Eve came on the scene, that's when the devil came up. You notice that? Meaning what? The devil has to get to you through somebody close to you. Look at that here. Look at Jennifer. Look at Cecily. Let me tell you something. Don't you think that the devil's going to get at you through your enemy or whom you think is your enemy? Let me say that again. Listen to me well, y'all. The devil cannot get to you through your enemy, your known enemy or whom you think is the enemy. That's not the one that he's going to get to you by. He's going to push the button. He's going to press the button with the one that is closest to you. Needless to say, y'all, sometimes that could be your sister, your brother, your mama, your daddy, your husband, your wife. That's right. You got to be careful, sister. You got to keep the guard your heart. You got to do that. This is what this psalm is telling us about. Don't fret. When you're a word, like I said, you cannot help how people treat you. But you can help how you treat others. I tell people all the time, it is called self-control. Self-control. You can't control other folks. You control you. It's called self-control. And that way you can be at peace. But is the devil going to use the people that you think that are your friends? Watch it. Guard your heart. Like I said, so that was a good word now, what you use. Guard your heart. Because the people that you see, if we got certain people. Amen, y'all. We might as well tell the truth tonight since we're here. We got certain people that we want to cater to. You understand that? We got certain people. We just got to have their endorsement. Everybody's not going to endorse you. Everybody's not going to endorse you in what you think and what you believe in. If people are not into what you are into, it is not their fault because they don't like what you like. Everybody got different things and different aspects. And I'm a musician. Quite naturally, I love talking to other musicians that got good fit. Because there's some musicians that I don't even care to talk to. Because if you talk to them for over 5 minutes, you can tell whether or not a person got any intelligence or not. But nevertheless, you can don't judge a person because they are not into what you're into. That's unfair. They are not into. It's not that they don't like you. They just not into what you're into. So I don't ever try. I fret not when it comes to that. I don't fret that. I let people have what they want. I'm just like OJ. I give the people what they want. If you want to be left alone, I will leave you alone. I don't have nothing against you. But if you want to be left alone, I will leave you alone. Let me tell y'all what God did. When people don't refuse to act right and want to put you at bay, put you at a distance, well, let me tell you what God did. When Satan, his name used to be Lucifer, angel of light, when Satan caused insurrection in heaven, God didn't get mad. He just put some distance between him and Satan. You see what I mean? That's what he did. God didn't walk around rubbing his hand and wringing his hand and worrying and fretting because the Satan, his light bearer, had done messed up. God gave him what he wanted. He wanted to be distant, so God made him very distant. This is what we should do. I know a lot of people ain't going to believe that, and they might even say I'm wrong. But you know, everybody got their own opinion. I'm going to do what God did. God put envy. He put pride. He put all the foolishness that was in Lucifer that was found in him, and God distanced himself from it by throwing Satan out of heaven. He threw him out. He didn't put up with it. You don't have to put up with it, Sister Delphi. You don't have to put up with it, Sister Jackie. You have to put up with my mess. If I choose to want to start talking about y'all on the internet and Facebook is big on it, all you got to do is then look and you can see how people are poking and punching at each other. You can tell what people, but if I get to doing that to y'all, put me at a distance. That's all you got to do. You ain't got to start hating me and posting up hate things about little man. You ain't got to do that. The Bible says, fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Because, see, if you do that in return, you're no better than the one that's doing it to you. Amen. Fret not thyself. And I want y'all to, I'm going to have to skip a little bit. I'm going all the way down to verse 7 when it says rest in the Lord. Now, y'all, that is the key. That is the key. That is right, sister. I'm having a hard time seeing that letter on this screen, though we are small. But I think I catch what you're saying. Rest in the Lord, my brothers and sisters. Stop worrying about what people thinking about you. Don't worry about, I got sisters, I got brothers. I got family just like y'all got family, brothers and sisters and whatnot. Everybody's not going to embrace you. I just want y'all to know that in case you didn't. Everybody's not going to embrace you. So why would you worry yourself about it just because you can't get a couple of people to endorse you? Huh? I'm not worried about having 200 people inside this Bible study, but I'm grateful for the two of y'all that I see. I know y'all are here. I'm grateful for y'all. I ain't worried about the 198 that's not here, but I'm going to give y'all the glory, the honor, because glory belongs to God. But I'm going to give y'all the honor for me for the two that I do have. See, guess what? I want y'all to read the story of Esther. About that wicked Haman. Haman had everybody in the kingdom bowing down to him. But because one man, Mordecai, did not bow to him, he let it ate him up. And it eventually led to his destruction. Because out of all the people that were bowing down, he wasn't satisfied because one person did not do it. And he just couldn't stand that. And he ended up being destroyed. The king destroyed him. Y'all read that story. Stop trying to get people to like you. If people don't like you, I don't care what you do. They're not going to like you. You ain't got to be have done nothing. Y'all excuse the English. You don't have to be have done nothing to some people. They just, you got some people that don't not want to like you. I think I remember hearing Joel Osteen say, I don't know where he get this statistic from. I didn't look it up, but he said, you can rest assured that 20% of the people that you meet not going to like you. Not because they know anything about you. A lot of times people are listening to what other people say about you, and they base their opinion on you by what others say. You can't worry yourself with that. 37 songs, fret not because of that. Let people alone. Let them go. I don't care if it's family, because Jesus told them the family was going to be our worst enemy. You can't make Jesus out of a lie. So stop walking the floor, rubbing your head, bumping in the walls and stuff because you're thinking about what somebody else feels. Oh, Lord, my brother, my sister, they didn't speak to me. So what? They didn't speak to you. Go on. Keep living. Don't die because they're not speaking to you and nobody else. Fret not yourself because of evildoers. Because evildoers will be cut off. They're going to be dealt with. What are my theme song tonight? You're going to reap what you sow. You're going to reap what you sow. Those same people, Jennifer, Jackie, that talk about you, those same people are going to have to come back to you. Yeah. That's exactly right, Jennifer. That's exactly right. That's foolishness. When you consider, why should you? Do you think that I'm going to sit here and worry about some outside force? You cannot make me feel bad about myself because of the way you feel. And if you don't want to speak to me, that's your problem, not mine. Because we got a lot of people like that. That's what the Bible just said, isn't it? Wicked, evildoers. They can't do right. And they're going to speak very harshly of you. But if you are trying to do what's right, people that's in darkness is not going to like you. What makes you think that you are better than Jesus? They hated Jesus first. So you know they hated Jesus, which did no wrong. The best man ever lived. And he didn't do nothing wrong. And if they hated Jesus, well, you know what they're going to do for us. Fret not yourself, y'all, because of evildoers. Neither be thy ears of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut off. Their day is coming. And y'all, whether it's mama, dad, sister, brother, whoever it is, steal your peace. You let people rob you of your peace and joy. That's too expensive. That is too expensive. Don't let anybody rob you of your joy. Because that will keep you from being what you need to be in the Lord. You got gifts and talents. I know. Jack, you're a musician. You played with piano. Jennifer, I know you're a musician. You played guitar, sing. You got gifts. We got gifts. We ain't got time to sit around here worrying about who ain't speaking up. Forget that. And go on about them. Let them go on about their business. Do like God did say them. Put distance between you and that evildoer. And you're going to do, trust God and do right. And I promise you, you'll come out on the end. You'll come out on the top and end. At the finishing line. You will see God's face. Amen. And I thank God for y'all. And we thank God for you, Sister Jennifer, Sister Jackie, y'all. And I don't know if Tina's still in there in the lobby or not. We thank God for all of you. Though y'all are the ones that I saw. Let me see another way. I cannot say anything about people that I don't see. But nevertheless, we thank God for the one and for y'all being here tonight. And God knows, I hope that y'all will read some of these scriptures that we make reference to them during the week, during the rest of this week. We thank God for you, and we hope that we'll see y'all again on the next go-round. Sister Jennifer, I will be sending you some messages and stuff about what I was talking to you about earlier. We'll let you, we'll touch base with you one way or the other. And Sister Jack, I want you to continue to, we appreciate all of the support that y'all have given me throughout all these many months. And for God's glory, because it's all about his glory. And so until the next time, the next Bible study, whichever comes first, we're going to end this Bible study in a proper way. And we're going to say, now may the grace of God and love of Jesus, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with these, our people, henceforth, now and forevermore. And everybody say amen. Thank God for y'all, and y'all come back, and please rejoin me again on next week. But y'all be blessed, and may God bless you. I see Joetta standing up on her own. You ain't going to be able to see that, bunny. You ain't going to be able to see it. It's too small. You can't hardly see. If I get back to see it. She's standing up outside now. I'm looking at her. I'm down on the TV.
Oh, yeah, I see her little red vest. She looks good. That's a sweet.
Yeah, I saw Jennifer in there. I saw her tonight. I hadn't seen her in a good while.
She's doing so good.
I had told her. She always have been, texting me, and I just had no, she had been telling me all the stuff. She's been going through a kind of a lot of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
It don't make no sense. Nobody trying to ball nobody, but
thank you.